apologize. We had a couple week hiatus from the Minchas Chinuch, but we'll do the last mitzvah going back to Parshas and Sub, and the mitzvah for each individual to write a Sefer Torah. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa to write a Torah, and a lot of people take this very seriously, and not necessarily through themselves, we don't know no safras, but through a shliach to actually be able to write a Torah. And the Chinuch goes on to explain that the reason for this mitzvah is we need to have what to learn. So, okay, fine. So if we conceptualize, and many mefarshim explain off this mitzvah, then okay, nowadays the mitzvah of just buying svarim and having svarim and having your house be full of svarim, Feiner would always hear him say over that it doesn't really matter. Everyone, oh, it's expensive wallpaper. It doesn't really matter if you use a svarim or not. There's something different to entering a house where you see a tour, and you see a shas, and you see a Mishnah Berurah, and you see a Rambam, and you see whatever, biographies of our Gedolim, versus seeing a television. There's something great to having this farm, but practically, we need to have those farms so that we have what to learn. So back then, okay, I wouldn't have access to the Torah, so I had to make sure to write a Torah so that I would have that which I would be able to make sure that I would learn from. And it's a beautiful way to end all the mitzvahs. All the mitzvahs are all about getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, keeping the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and how important Limud Torah is through that. And we can't do anything without Limud Torah. We have nothing. What are we doing if we're not gaining knowledge and delving into the beauty which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah? And this is if one has the means to do this, you're being a bit though mitzvah say, so you're not chopping the Rhine. Now this isn't like when it comes to oh, should I wear techeilah? I don't know, techeilah is 300 shekel. That's really expensive. Okay, writing a Torah is a very, very big financial commitment, which I think is understood, and why it's not something that everybody does. But if one has the power to do it, they should certainly make their best efforts to, in fact, be mekayim this mitzvah. Say d'oraisa, everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos and a great Chag Sukkot. And once again, this is dedicated in memory of my mother, Naomi Rachel Bas Yaakov Chaim. Shabbos.